Good morning. We're continuing Chayotim Klal Amin Aleph. Simin Amin Aleph, which is talking about mistakes in Kriya. We're talking about mistakes in Kriya of Trup. When he says Trup will indicate where you pronounce, which syllable you stress. They put the stress on the last syllable, mil ra, or the second to last syllable, mil el. English, that's called, mil ra is called the ultimate, the end. And mil el is called the penultimate, the one before the end. So it can make a difference in what the word means. So we gave one example yesterday. And then we gave another example that we're going about, talking about the idea that verbs can be changed from past tense to future tense. So we discussed future to past. The vav changes it by having the vav be pronounced with a patach. What about from past tense to future tense? So let's give an example which we say every day. We say it in Kriya Shema. The word ahavta means you loved, past tense. Ahavta, you loved. So the word ve'ahavta, and you loved, past tense. You look at the paragraph of Shema, and that's not what it means. The pasuk is not saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad ve'ahavta, and you loved Hashem. It doesn't mean and you loved. It means, and you should love. It's something which is, it's a command that something should take place in the future. You should do this in the future. You should do something always means it's going to take place after you say it, which means it's going to take place in the future. So the word ve'ahavta doesn't mean and you loved. It means and you should love. So how does that mean that? The verb is in the past tense. So how do you change it from the past tense to the future tense? Putting a vav in front just means and. So over here, the change from past to future, you change it from past to future with a combination of adding the vav in front. And besides adding the vav in front, you change the pronunciation. How do you change the pronunciation? You change it from mil el to mil ra. The word ahavta is stressed on the second to last syllable. Ahavta. You stress the syllable of hav. Ahavta. The main stress is on the word have. So that's called mil el. That's the second to last syllable. To make it from the past tense to the future tense, you take that pronunciation and you move it to the end, which means you're moving it forward in a certain sense, further on, later on in the pasuk. You're changing it from past to future. That's the way you remember it. So you say not ahavta, but you pronounce the stress on the last syllable. So that changes it from past tense to future tense. We say in benching that the Bereshit says you're going to have this Eretz Yisrael, you're going to eat, and you're going to bless, and you're going to give a Kadosh Baruch Hu bracha. If you would say ve'achalta means and you ate, uverachta, and you blessed. Past tense. That's not what the pasuk means. The pasuk means and you should bless. It's uvorachta, not uvorachta. So the person says, "V'chalta v'savot uvorachta." He ate and he was full and he blessed. That's not what the pasuk means. He ate and he's full and he should bless. So the person says, "You're going there to say, you will eat and you will be full and you will bless." Now over there, because of the klalim of the fact there's an ayin in the word savata, it does not change from mel el to mora, but the word ve'achalta is changed from mil el to mora. You pronounce the word on the word ta. The word verach ta, you pronounce the word and the syllable ta. You pronounce it instead of pronouncing it mil el, which means earlier in the word, you pronounce it mil ra at the end of the word. So here's an example where you're stress putting the stress is going to make a difference in what the word means, and this is a common issue throughout the Pesukim in the Torah. So the trup usually will tell you, by looking at the trup, will tell you where to stress which syllable to stress when you're pronouncing the word. So that's an example where trup will make a difference. Not so much the trup, what type of trup you use, but where the trup is placed will make a difference in what the word means. We said there are some examples where the trup will actually change the perish of the phrase, depending where you put your pause, and that can be a significant issue. That being said, Rosh Hashanah Zalman says, we do not make a person go back because of a mistake in trup. Mishmur says that just you correct him at the time. We do not like a person go back because of a mistake in Trump. Have a good day.